Joe, can you give a kind of a layman's explanation of what a heat pump is and what we're talking about here?
I think the easiest way to understand a heat pump is just asking people to think about when they've gone out in the kitchen in the morning and you're stocking feet and you walk up to the refrigerator and you feel that nice warm air blowing on your feet. That's a result of cooling the air in the refrigerator. And so they're blowing the heat, taking the heat out of the refrigerator, blowing it on the floor. A heat pump is simply a compressor like that that works opposite. It takes the heat out of the ambient, wherever it's at, whether that's an air source or a geothermal source, and takes the heat out of that and blows it into the house. And so, very similar.
Do many people in Southeast use heat pumps, geothermal heat pumps, taking the heat out of the ground, as you mentioned?
Surprisingly, no. I think this climate in Southeast is moderate enough that heat pumps make good sense. Heat pumps are more popular in areas where you have to do heating and cooling both, because they'll do both. Once you put in a heat pump system, you can either heat your house or you can air condition it, either one. So in areas where you do significant amount of air conditioning in the summertime, they're very popular. But here in Southeast, with the situation that we have, it's not something that's been very popular, although people have recognized the advantages and the economics of it as far as the long-term economics. The downside of the heat pump is the initial installation, which is more costly than conventional, either heating fuel or the various other types of electric heat.
Can you give people a sense of what a heat pump installation would typically cost for a moderate-sized home, of a regular small house or 1,500, 2,000 square foot house or something like that?
Probably in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $20,000. But again, this is be very dependent on where you're at, whether or not you have a ready source of a geothermal source like a small stream or something like that. If you simply have to go out and dig up a bunch of muskeg and put some coils in the down close to the hard pan and fill it back in again, that can be fairly expensive.
Describe the rebate program that Petersburg offers and if anyone's taken part in it at this point.
What we wanted to do was to soften that upfront blow economically, and so we instituted a incentive program whereby the individual can receive a rebate against the cost of their installation. A very simple program, something that can happen very quickly as far as they bring their paperwork in and we can process the thing and make it happen very quickly. The amount of the rebate is probably a little on the high side industry-wise, but it's still not the amount of money that's going to completely offset the additional cost. And probably the biggest reason behind that is that whoever installs a heat pump is going to enjoy energy savings for the life of the system. And so
Will it pay for itself easily, do you think?
That's correct. Over time, it'll pay for itself. But we just want to assist people getting over that initial trauma, if you will, economic trauma of getting them installed.
Why did the city choose to do this? Or is it basically the idea is to save on the amount of hydropower that's needed for the city?
I guess I brought it to the attention of the city manager and the council because what I was seeing is that people retrofitting or building new didn't have a lot of options. And so what we were seeing is fuel oil type boilers replaced with an electric boiler. That's not a very efficient use of electricity. And even though it saves the owner cost, monthly, it does some bad things to our system in the sense that it really loads up our system with a higher demand than would be recognized with a heat pump. The heat pump will basically cut that demand in half. So for the same house, an electric boiler versus a heat pump essentially cuts the demand in half.